You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your co-hosts are me, Will, Wally, and Ray is out, of course.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Well, T, man, training camp here, man.
Yeah, I'm not that excited about it.
I know you're not,
I'm not that stoked about football. I think there are a lot of ancillary reasons why.
Yeah.
None of them have to do with the protest itself.
Yeah.
I think it's the relationship between management and labor is chief amongst them. then also, I'm just not, you know, I just don't want to have my Sundays monopolized by one thing for 8 hours.
Before we get into our, you know, our tradition, I want to talk about the enemy real quick. You've heard what the enemy has said? Like, I mean, the enemy of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Jerry Jones?
Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, that's disheartening, you know, for him to say that players, if you're going to be a Cowboy, you have to stand.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that, you know, in the NBA, it's been they negotiated over it, and players have to stand for the pledge, even though I don't necessarily agree
with that. Yeah, but haven't they been doing that for forever, though? For a while?
Yeah, they've been doing that since we were younger anyway. Yeah, they've been doing that for a very long time.
Football's different, though, because they just started that crap. They make money off of that crap, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand, me personally, you know, we live in a society now where we want management and labor where there's more of a partnership opposed to a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people resent the militaristic style of command, you know, whether it's at home or in the workplace.
Yes.
Why do people accept it? Just watch it in their entertainment, you know, and then they just cast it aside as, oh, they're getting paid millions of dollars.
That's the response for everything an athlete does.
Like, oh, they're getting paid millions of dollars to play a game.
Yeah, they get that all the time.
No, I mean, it's a job. They have to look. They have to study. They have to put in time, extra time off the field. Look, to be real, to be honest with you, if us as people in a regular profession, 9 to 5, if we put in as much time as some of these guys put in off the clock, there'd be a lot more dynamic employees in these corporations around the world.
I agree. I call that type of way of thinking when people say something like that, where they get paid millions of dollars, the slave talking mentality.
Yeah, I mean,
mentality.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I agree with you. And, you know, another thing, like I don't know if you've ever done this, but like Pro Football Talk.
Yeah,
have you looked at some of the comments in there?
But see, the thing about it, like, I'm on Twitter a lot, and I see comments like that all the time, and it's really disheartening. Like, it really is. It's like it's annoying. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. But
if you haven't picked up,
go ahead.
We here at the Urban Sports Scene, we're pro athlete, man.
Well, we are. We're very pro athlete.
Yes,
we are. But we'll see how we usually do things, man.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
We'll talk about the Skins training camp and the importance of starting the season off fast. And finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Skins camp opened last Thursday in Richmond. Coach Jay Gruden and quarterback Alex Smith talked about the importance of a fast start of the season. This audio here is courtesy of Fox's own Glenn Thomas.
You've got the streak of not winning the openers. How much does that play into your training camp approach here at how you want to handle these practices?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just trying to, for right now, early stages, we're trying to reacclimate them to our system slowly but surely. I think the first 5 to 6 practices it's mainly system oriented. After that, we'll get into more situational type ball, third down, red zone, move the ball, no huddle, all that good stuff. But right now, we're just about trying to install our system. After that, we'll push the envelope and push them and make sure we get them ready more so than we have, hopefully, for Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I think this time of year, I think all these teams, every team has lofty goals and talks about all these end of the year things. I think the important thing this time of year is to stay short-sighted. We had our first day. We needed to have a great day. I felt like we did that. I felt like we had great competition. The only way we're going to get where we need to be is through great competition here in camp. I mean, we're practicing against each other for the next couple of weeks, and we got to have great work. We got to make each other better. And then from a short-sighted standpoint, you know, that trickles into preseason, and then all this is gearing up for that opener. I think all focus is on that, but really it starts here with camp. We got to have a great camp. We got to have great work against each other. We need to make each other better.
There was that was Jay Gruden and Alex Smith. And again, the importance, talking about the importance of starting off fast. Under Jay Gruden, the Redskins have started the season slow. In 2014, during a four-game span, the Redskins started the season 1-3. 2015, they were 2-2. 2016, 2-2. And in 2017... 2-2. In 2016, they started the season off 0-2, and they lost the season opener in all four games and all four seasons. What do you think Jay Gruden needs to do for them to start the season off fast?
Be a good coach like his brother. No, I'm just joking. I think he needs to find that center. I think he needs to find that synergy with Alex Smith, mm-hmm. determine the type of plays that put Alex Smith in the best position to be successful. And also, he needs to incorporate the run game more often. I think a common theme amongst Washington football fans over the past 2 or 3 years has been a lack of consistency in the run game. Even though I do understand and I do agree with Jay Gruden that sometimes when the run game isn't working, you gotta avert.
Yeah.
You know, even though fans would love for them to run power O 20 times, even if it only nets 2 or 3 yards, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think there's things that in camp, and this is, you know, this is the blessing of camp. There's things that Jay Gruden can do in camp. We've heard reports that camp sometimes over the last, I guess, 4 years, camp has been laxed under Jay Gruden. He's a players friendly coach. Those are the reports. If that is the case, this team needs to obviously, you know, have tougher camps. I know it's hard right nowadays in today's NFL where you can't really tackle in training camp or tackle in practices. Like back in the day when, football was more physical, right? But go ahead.
Let me ask you, you're a media, right? So are you going to Richmond to...
Where we're going on? Yeah, actually, Ray and I are going Monday.
Oh, you're going this Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
You guys didn't even invite me. That's what type of media?
No. Actually, I did.
Hijinks you guys
No, real talk, you know, I always look out for you. So I did, and I was only allowed two.
Oh, so you chose Ray over me.
Well, only because
I don't want to hear it.
What happens when Wally always asks Will, hey, Will, you trying to cover this with me? What do I get?
You get a maybe sometimes, bro.
Bruh, I get a no.
You get a maybe sometimes. Nah, that's all good. Look, Richmond around this time of year is a sauna.
I know. I've been there before. I've been there once. I'm not a fan of it. The drive is long enough. It's like a 2-hour drive.
The drive is nice. The drive is nice, depending on if you hit a lot of traffic. Once you hit, go past Fredericksburg, mm-hmm. and then before you get to 295.
Yeah.
You know, it should be smooth sailing.
Yeah, I typically hit traffic. It's always a headache.
Well, good luck with that.
I know it's not.
I really don't mean good luck because you disavow me for going on your trip.
Right, you know I would never do that to you.
Dog, it's all
you
good,
already know
man.
This.
It's all good.
I looked out for boxing, B Hop. Remember?
It's all good.
You remember,
man.
Back in the day,
it's
bro?
All good. You don't have to call out things you've done for me. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. I'm joking around. Still waiting on that B Hop blog. You know what I'm saying? That B-Hop
blog. I did write
the blog. And that thing was sizzling.
That was my once every 10 years blog.
I know that's why. I'm back to the Redskins. Back to the Skins. I don't know if you've been paying attention to it. So have you paid attention to the battles or whatnot within training camp?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When it comes to football, I have not paid any attention
You're real
to
then.
It.
You're real.
I have not paid any attention to it. Me and you had a discussion over text about the lack of enthusiasm or excitement.
Football. Talk about that.
Talk about that in general.
Talk about that.
opposed to previous seasons. You know, mm-hmm. previous seasons around this time of year, fan base of every team is rabid. It's crazy. People are counting down until the season starts. It now, you know, for whatever reason, I have reasons that I think that, you know, I'm not going to speculate, but yeah. I do think there are certain reasons that are holding fans back from being excited about football.
Yeah, you believe it's because of, you know, obviously everything.
Well,
it's
no, everything. I think
it's a culmination of everything.
It's a culmination of a lot of things. I'm not going to go into detail, but I think the labor management relationship, lack of cohesion there. Then you also have the president tweeting about football, yeah. and then you also have some people are turned off by the player, the anthems by the players.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's real talk. Yeah,
it is what it is.
My man Ray just texted us. And obviously, Ray has listened to the show. He said, "This is what Ray just asked me." He said, "Well, Will haven't been paying attention, Wally. Why ask?"
I mean, I haven't, but I mean, I do my research for the show.
I think Danny Murphy just hit another home run, bro.
Wow, that's two home runs.
Yeah, we're talking about the Washington Nationals Mets game. Nats are now up 13-0 in the bottom of the third.
But no, one thing that I have paid attention to was mm-hmm. Darius Geis. There's been a lot of buzz about Darius Geis, even though I don't understand how there could be a lot of buzz about a running back and you don't have it. They're non-contact drills.
I'm with you on that. I think that he's going to be. Well, I can only go off college, right? For Geis. I can't go off training camp because what hitting are you really doing? Like, yes. What hitting are you really doing to judge a running back?
There's no hitting and there's no pass protection. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but there's been a lot of buzz about him throughout the first couple of days of camp. So, mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see, will he become that long-term franchise back that this team really hasn't had since...
What's... Alfred Morris, is that fair?
I mean, Alfred Morris is fair, but that was a 2 or 3 year stretch.
Clinton Portis,
yes.
That's probably the most fair thing.
Clinton Portis was the guy who was sustainable over a long period of time.
Yeah. But I would say with Alfred Morris, they ran him out of town, though. They didn't give him the opportunity to be that guy. But yeah, Geis is the guy that everyone talks about. You're hearing good things about actually a guy that came into training camp with some negativity in Josh Dotson because he had to get an MRI on his Achilles, and everyone was concerned to say, okay, he's hurt again. But I've heard he's had a good camp. I heard Paul Richardson, the kid out of Seattle, is having a good camp so far. So there's some things, you know, Deron. The only thing about camp so far for the Washington Redskins is injuries, limited injuries, nothing major. But Deron Payne went down; it's going to be out for. This is the first round pick out of Alabama. He'll be out for about a couple weeks. You had Zach Brown was hurt the first day of camp with the quad injury, but he seems that he's okay. So, you know, the Redskins are, you know, obviously what they had to deal with last year during the regular season with the injuries, got hit a little bit with the injury bug at camp. But at camp, one of the main stories is always going to be Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed, will he, you know, actually be healthy this season?
Is he healthy or is he not?
He's healthy. Supposedly he feels good. I think the best thing for Jordan Reed would be is to not be on the field for run blocking. I think it'll be, you know, just try to have him for passing downs. Try to limit it.
But then you would have to have – well, you're talking about for the whole season or just during the preseason?
Oh, for the season.
you need a tight end? I mean, you got Vernon Davis.
Oh, you got Jeremy Sprinkles. That's a guy I believe that's going to be their blocking tight end. My only issue with that is, you know, even though when I say that, is that still limits – I mean, that still makes you predictable, right? If Jordan Reed is in the game, you're going to pass the ball, right? If Jordan Reed is not in the game, you're going to run the ball most of the time.
I mean, well, it's dependent upon how you use him in the formation. Mm-hmm. You know, if mm-hmm. you – let's say you – have Vernon Davis lined up tight to the tackle, then you put who's the slot receiver? Crowder. You put Crowder in the slot, then you split Jordan Reed out wide.
Yeah.
Like the Saints used to do with Jimmy Graham to create matchup.
Yeah, that's true. You do create that
and let you know what the defense is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to be creative.
That's true. You were listening to the Urban Sports Scene, right? We're with myself, Wally Wilty, Ray's out. Matter of fact, Ray just texted me again about Alex Smith. That's a good point, Ray. Like, Ray should be on the show. You should call in, Ray.
What did Ray say?
He just said everyone's hyping Alex Smith.
Yeah, I mean, he's a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the fancy new toy, mm-hmm. you know, that you haven't taken out of the package for Christmas yet.
Yeah.
You know, once you get a little bit of use of him, you'll see just how sturdy he is or how entertaining he is.
Yeah, or if he's better than Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Better than Matt Ryan or Kirk Cousins.
Or Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, all jokes aside, though, yes, Ray's right. Reports about Alex Smith have been pretty positive. More of a leader, though. That's been the theme I've heard, that he's a leader. He's the guy that everybody gravitates to. Towards. You're like, look, you think that's propaganda talk?
Yeah, man. I mean, all of it is propaganda until you see them play a half in the third game.
Yeah.
In the third preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Third preseason game, I guess that's when I'm just not excited about football.
But is it important? But it's an important, you know, without watching it or anything, you just know the situation. Is it important for Alex Smith to have a good camp, like to look good in camp?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you let a guy who some people believed or didn't believe was a potential franchise quarterback
mm-hmm.
leave and go to Minnesota. Minnesota, a team that's competing, that should compete for a
mm-hmm.
Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely important.
No, I think I agree. I think because the optics, like you just said, if Kirk Cousins goes to, you know, Alex Smith is looking bad in camp, and Kirk Cousins is on. Forget how Kirk Cousins looks in Minnesota at their camp. He's on a better team, right? He's on a better team. Alex Smith looks bad. People are going to say, "Well, you let this aging quarterback. I mean, you got this aging quarterback and let this younger quarterback go,
and you let go of a corner,
who yeah, was and Kendall, yeah, and Kendall Fuller.
Yeah.
So it's very important, I think. To your point, I think it's very important for Alex Smith to one control the team as a leader. I think that is important for the optics. I think that's very important. And two, in terms of his individual play at training camp, it's very important for him to look sharp. Like, so you want to hear that Alex Smith's ball placement is amazing and remarkable. You want to hear that.
Well, doesn't it feel good for you as a fan that, like, you're concentrating on football, right?
Yeah.
And training camp, you're not talking about
contracts. I think even for the players, I think it's refreshing that you can focus on, you know what? Oh, so and so, the young boy, the rookie, looks good or he looks bad. Like, it's better to focus on football rather than a guy that you knew in your heart that probably wasn't going to come back.
Yeah,
like,
then
you know,
everyone splicing his words, mm-hmm. trying to take meaning out of things that are said or out or were
yeah.
said, taking them in and out of context. You know, as a fan of this team, you should, and all other fans
yeah.
should, like, take a breath of fresh air, take a step back and say, we can concentrate on
yeah.
football this year.
Because that's all it's about. Like, you want to, like, even as a fan, we're not even as a fan watching TV or listening to the radio in any, you know, any other media outlet. Like, think about it this way. Like, you want to hear about your players. You don't want, like, how they're performing in practice or what they're doing in the games. You don't want to hear about, oh, here's a contract situation. Here's another guy. Rumor has it that the Redskins offer this player this contract and he declined it. You want to hear about on the field stuff that's going to impact wins and losses. So Will, I totally agree with you that it's cool and refreshing to just worry up to just to focus on the aspects of football. You know what I mean? So hopefully, again, this can continue. Hopefully the Skins don't have a situation where it's another soap opera.
I mean, you signed the coach. So the coach is lock and key for
mm-hmm.
what, another 2 years,
yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there shouldn't be any drama. It should just be football, 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 X's and O's. You know, how does team, does the defense improve?
Mm-hmm.
Do you establish a run game?
Yeah.
So it should be refreshing and, you know, and see how Alex Smith works with his receivers. You know,
mm-hmm.
Josh, you essentially have two new starting receivers.
Yeah, basically.
Josh Dotson and Paul Richardson.
Yeah, and you still have Crowder in the slot. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leaf.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T and Ray are out. Will T just left, man. Appreciate Will T for being on the segment, man. That's my man. That's my homie. That's my right man. Right hand man. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search for All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Much appreciated. We always appreciate comments. You know, you're gonna help us grow. You're gonna help the Urban Sports Scene be that podcasting figure that you need in your life, that makes you sizzle, that makes you fizzle, that puts that love in your shadizzle. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us, leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. That's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We will feature it on the show. Let's start. We received tweets and comments about Skins training camp. First tweet comes from my man Taj Wilson. It's about Redskins training camp and the competitions. He said, number one, it should be a competition at middle linebacker. Number two, should be one at left guard. Number three, cornerback spot opposite of Josh Norman. Number four, should be one at weak side linebacker. Number five, not about who's starting, but that defensive line rotation. Surprisingly, that could be our strongest unit. Oh, I agree. Deron Payne looks like a force, but obviously, I mean, Deron Payne was hurt and should be out about at least 2 to 3 weeks. But you had Deron Payne, you have Jonathan Allen, Ioannidis. Hopefully, I'm rooting for him. Phil Taylor makes the team. You got Tim Settle out of Virginia Tech. These guys can help make this defensive front dangerous. And obviously, you're going to have Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith on the outside. So, yeah, I agree. I think that the Redskins defensive line is going to be a strength. In terms of middle linebacker, it looks like it's going to be Mason Foster and Zach Brown. Though again, I'm pulling for Sean Deion Hamilton. I think he's a guy that down the road could be a serious problem and can take the slot of Mason Foster. Mason Foster went down with an injury. It's day to day, but he should be fine. But yeah, I'm looking at Sean Deion Hamilton is a guy that could, you know, can slide in there and may be able to take snaps away from Mason Foster. But again, looks like Mason Foster will be the starter for the Washington Redskins. My man JB Rod said, in terms of competition, I don't really see any. Although there will be contrary to what many believe, I think Ioannidis should get more reps over Payne to start. He played well before the hand injury. If Payne's outperformed him, then so be it. I think all three of them will be starting. I think you'll have Ioannidis outside, Payne inside, and Jonathan Allen outside. What I mean by that is defensive ends, and the 3-4 will be Ioannidis and Jonathan Allen, and Payne will play inside, play nose. But I agree in terms of Ioannidis. I think people forget about Ioannidis. He was a dog last year. Like, playing with Jonathan Allen, those two were flat-out beast for the Washington Redskins. So having those two back healthy is going to be a serious problem. I mean, obviously, everybody's happy about Payne and they think Payne is going to be the guy that takes the team to the, you know, over the top. But at the same time, don't forget about Ioannidis. Like, Ioannidis, the guy that, truth be told, if he didn't get hurt, and him and Jonathan Allen didn't get hurt, he was on pace to push for a Pro Bowl spot. And I'm not saying he's going to make the Pro Bowl, maybe an alternate, but he was pushing it. That hand injury really hurt him in terms of his notoriety in the NFL. But yeah, I'm with you, Raj. I think Ioannidis is going to be a serious problem for years to come, especially, with Deron Payne Jonathan Allen. I think those three are going to wreak havoc this season. I have a bold prediction. I think the Redskins are going to have a top five defense. Not even a top 10. I'm saying top five. I'm putting it out there. My mom always told me if I wanted something, claim it. I'm going to claim it for the Washington Redskins. Top five defense. But it's time to wrap this show up, man. Appreciate everybody for listening to All Skins or Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Again, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Share it with your mama. Share it with your brother. Share it with your best friend. Share it with your jump off. Share it with your girlfriend, her girlfriend. Keep sharing it. Sharing is caring. All right, so do that for me. All right, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For Aegis, you dig, deuces. A mega, I love you, homie. RIP. Lead us out, big homie. To the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.